My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Hopefully, we're going to be joined shortly by Mike Rizzo. Talk about Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the break, the draft. I mean, he's been a busy man over few days, obviously.
What's been the early word on the first few rounds? Their draft? They took two catchers, right? In the top four?
Yes.
They took a catcher out of Cal.
Top three, I believe.
They took the shortstop out of Wake Forest, Seaver King.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They took a shortstop high schooler from New Jersey, Luke Dickerson, also shortstop.
So we can pick his brain about that. We're joined by Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Busy, I'm assuming.
Good morning. Yes, had a good night's sleep and raring to go again. But, these are exhausting days for the scouting staff and for the front office. So, once it's ended and you feel good about what you guys did, it's really you really feel accomplished and feel good. So, hats off to that Danny Haas and Brad and Reed Dunn for doing such a great job in the draft room over the last couple of months. It culminated in 3 days of taking some really good, exciting players for the Nats.
Can you give us, I know you've done this before, but just kind of remind us sort of your process and how it works? Because obviously you're so busy, running the Major League Club, all your guys that are already in the system. I know that you certainly are aware of all these guys, but how your scouting department, largely does a lot of this, and then the process where you come to a final decision, how that works in your draft room?
Oh yeah, our staff of scouts, of area scouts, they go out and scour the country all year long, and we have some regional cross checkers and some national cross checkers who kind of oversee the top draft choices, and then Brad, Danny, and Reed are kind of the separators of it, and all along that, and I'm seeing players and watching players on video, and then we come in about 2 weeks before the draft, and. after they've had their regional meetings and area meetings, and then we sit down and put the laborious task of separating each and every guy and putting them on the board in a way that we think will impact the Nationals most greatly. So it's really a painstaking process. You're seeing hundreds and hundreds of hours of videos on players and having interviews with them and having meetings with people who know them and going as far back as high school principals and baseball coaches and all that stuff to get the proper makeup on the players. So it is a long, laborious process that kind of comes to fruition, at 7 o'clock on Sunday. The bell rings and then you start, and it's really an exciting time and really an exhausting time. And after the 3 days, you're pretty well spent and ready to take a day off like we're taking today.
How good are you guys at kind of projecting where these guys are going to go? I mean, the draft is so big relative to the other sports still, even though I know it used to be even bigger. And it seems like, like now in the NBA, like after 10 or 11, it's kind of hit or miss. Like anybody could go at any point. The NFL, I feel like it's a little more precise. They can kind of target. How good are you guys at projecting, this guy's a third rounder, this guy's a fifth rounder, this guy's, he's a 10th rounder? Or, like, when does it get crazy?
I think, I think in baseball, it really is beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think much less set in stone of where guys are going than any other sport. I think it's more fluid because you're comparing high school, junior college, college guys to each other to draft. So I think that we identify guys and put them on the board and kind of identify what we think they are. Oftentimes early in the draft that other teams have the same kind of thoughts. But I think that, you'll see throughout the ages that teams value players and see players differently. And that's the reason sometimes that, a high school kid like Mike Trout will last till, into the 20th, 20 something pick. Yeah, in a draft rather than, go, where he's supposed to go, which would be at the top of the draft. So,
Mike, fill us in on the growth and development of your top pick, Seaver King. He went 10th overall, and I'm reading an article about him, and he basically was, when he was at Wingate, which was a Division II school, he was basically just looking at it like, I'm going to play 4 years here, I'm going to get a regular Joe job and prepare myself for my future. But then he improved when he went to Wingate. He transfers to Wake Forest. He gets on the national radar and winds up being the 10th pick in the draft in a matter of just a few years.
Yeah, I think a lot of growth. I think what happens to these small school college players that go into it, they're out of high school. It's mostly a physicality thing where, the guys are have some skills and have the love for the game, but just physically aren't ready to, compete at LSU and that type of thing at the time. There's a lot of small school success stories. Josiah Gray is one of them from our club at the Nats. And the big leaguers come from they're all shapes and sizes. They come from all parts of the country and all types of schools. So, he kind of grew physically into himself, and I think his epiphany of knowing that he could be a big league player came after his sophomore year at Wingate, when he went to the Cape Cod League, which is notoriously one of the great prospect leagues in the summertime. It's the top college players in the country that are going to be drafted the following year. They play with a wooden bat, which is kind of a separator for evaluation with a lot of guys. And he went off and had a terrific Cape Cod League with the wooden bat. I think that, I know for our on our side, it put him on the map for us. And I think speaking to him after we drafted him, I think that the same thing was thought by him, that wow, I'm competing at the highest level in the biggest and best collegiate wood bat league, and I'm as good as these guys. So I think that was really when he started to think he could play. in the big leagues. And then he transferred to Wake Forest and as a junior went in there, played out of his natural position of shortstop, almost the whole season. We did luckily get him to see him at shortstop at Wake Forest a few games, but filled in center field, a third base, went out and had a terrific season. He's got some off the chart analytics. He's got some great skills. He's a shortstop that is a plus runner, probably on a 2-8 scale. He's probably a 7.75 runner, and we think this kid's just scratching the surface. Our player development analytics hitting guys, they love him, and our strength and conditioning guys say he's athletic off the charts. So we like this pick, and we think this guy's going to be a shortstop of the future and a guy that is going to play a prominent role in where we're going in the next couple of years.
Yeah, Mike, talk about the strategy of drafting by position, because the Major League Baseball amateur draft is so much different than, as Eric was saying, it's so much different than the NFL draft, NBA draft. I mean, first of all, you got 20 rounds, but usually these teams in the NFL and NBA are drafting positions that of need. You know, you need a quarterback, you draft a quarterback. You need a receiver in the first round, all right, you're drafting a receiver. But you guys drafted three shortstops in the first five rounds, which is interesting. I know a lot of these kids can play multiple positions, but you got C.J. Abrams, who's a young stud, an all-star, and you assume C.J., hopefully he's going to be here for 10 years, if not more, at shortstop. So just kind of talk about the decision to take kids who are playing positions that you really don't need now.
Well, I think that I think you said it right. You know, the difference between our sport and the others are we have a full minor league system, and very rarely do the draft choices go to the big leagues in a very short order. So it's a rarity to see a draft choice get to the big leagues a year after the draft and that type of thing. And our philosophy, along with a lot of other teams, but our philosophy specifically is that we're going to draft the best player that gives us the most impactful combination of skills at each and every round that we can. And if they happen to be two catchers, so be it. And if they have to be three shortstops, so be it. And as they work their way through the minor league system, the positional thing kind of works itself out. I always say that, when I was in Arizona, I was the scouting director. We drafted Stephen Drew, who was a 12, 13-year big leaguer in the first round 1 year. And then Justin Upton, who was, an up-and-coming prospect who was a shortstop in high school the next year. And everyone asked, what are you going to do when they both get to the big leagues as a shortstop? Right. I say, well, we'll deal with that problem when we get to it. And if A-Rod and Jeter can figure out who's playing short and who's playing third, I guess just about anybody can. So having too many great shortstops and having to decide where they play in the big leagues at the big league level because they're so successful is a problem I can't wait to embrace.
Gotcha.
So fills in on Luke Dickerson. My brother sent me a text. My nephew played hockey with him for 3 years. He just won a state title in hockey. He's one of the shortstops you guys drafted.
Yeah, that's an interesting point too. Yeah, he's a hockey player. He's a hard nosed kid. He's really really a tooled up, hard nosed, tough kid that has got great skills. And this kid's his best tool is he can hit and he hits with power. He plays shortstop. He runs. He's got great hands. And again, just scratching the surface, playing in baseball in New Jersey. Not really the exposure and the repetition that you get like if you lived in Florida or Georgia or California, that type of thing. So this guy's just scratching the surface. He's an extremely exciting player that we had high expectations. He was really way up on our draft board and because of the strategy employed by Brad and Danny that we're lucky enough to get him at the 44th pick and didn't have to take him with our 10th or 39th. So it was the room erupted pretty good when we found out that the team before us didn't take him and he was going to be available for us and as the guy we're extremely excited about because he gives you that rare combination that, as a high school kid that that with the bat and the power, with the power and the hit with the bat and the defense at shortstop, this guy is a heck of a player to get and to put in our system. He broke Mike Trout's home run record there in New Jersey. So he's an accomplished player. He was their player of the year there in New Jersey, and one of the real good prospects in all of baseball.
I think you've said it before, but you like guys that play multiple sports, right?
I do. I think it's important for to get exposed to different sports. I think it brings out different abilities and different talents, and you get a different viewpoint rather than just grinding out on that baseball circuit, all year. And I think that when you're exposed to all those sports, it gives you a different perspective of when you just concentrate and focus on baseball.
Hey, also with the draft, we talked about this last week. It's also approaching the trade deadline. You guys made a move. And you traded Hunter Harvey to the Royals, and you got one of their top prospects. I think his name's Caden Wallace. You correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right. You're correct.
Caden Wallace. And then you also got a pick. So talk about that deal. Seemed like a great deal just on paper. If Caden Wallace was – I read that he was their second-ranked prospect in their system for the Royals, and you also got the 39th pick, I think. So talk about that deal.
Yeah, it was a deal that Kansas City had a lot of interest. A lot of teams had a lot of interest in Hunter, and who performed admirably for us and was a great pitcher for us for two seasons. Quite a success story too. When you take a waiver claim like Hunter was and put him in our system, and our pitching guys did such a masterful job with getting him back to what made him successful in college and early in his career before he got hurt, and kind of the medical staff keeping him healthy throughout the season and that type of thing. It's really a organizational success story when you take a waiver claim and you can parlay him into the 39th pick in the draft and a good prospect. And I thought that was important. And a lot of teams were on Hunter, but it was, the timing worked for us because they were willing to give up the 39th pick. So we had to make the trade before the draft, obviously. And we came to an agreement. Wallace is a good looking kid. We loved him in the draft recently in the draft, and his pro career got derailed. He's got a broken rib. He got hit with a pitch, but he'll be fine. And it'll be interesting to see him filter in with the rest of our top prospects and with a group of guys that gives us a lot of depth at the infield position. Gives us another a good looking bat that'll help us in the future.
All right, Mike.
I'm sorry. You said Wallace. Where did he go to college? Arkansas, you said?
Yes, Arkansas. Yeah, University of Arkansas.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the day, man.
It's Mike Rizzo, President and GM of your Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming up next, it's a game show Wednesday. We're going to do an NFL edition of Where Are They Now? You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We have a Wendy's gift card to give away, $50, and tickets to go see Nicki Minaj at Capital One Arena. 800-636-1067. You get two questions right, you win the prize. That's how it works here on a game show Wednesday on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back to a game show Wednesday on the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. First winner today will win a Wendy's $50 gift card. We also have two pairs of tickets to see Nicki Minaj at Capital One Arena. We're going to play Where's That NFLer? NFLers in new places. Oh,
I would struggle.
Here's your twist.
Okay.
Today.
Yes.
Got to get two.
All right.
So it'll start with an easy, a softball, okay, and then you're nailing. We'll have a lifeline today. Uh-huh. You can choose a junkie as the lifeline.
Like it.
I would heavily suggest you don't choose me.
Yeah.
I would heavily
Cakes
suggest
Cakes is good
that.
At this.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to know most. I think I'm going to be tough to stump on this. Unless it's like some rando big fat offensive lineman. And I'm guessing JP's not going down that route.
I was supposed to do that draft bit where you draft a team and then you don't have to start them every week.
That's called best ball.
Yeah, I was supposed to do a best ball.
The fantasy nerds,
on Monday, but because I was sick, I bailed. And I suggested one of you guys fill in for me. I guess you didn't.
I mean, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I told him to reach out. But I guess he didn't care that much.
Yeah, must not have, because I didn't get the bat signal.
Right. Would you have been sized?
Sure. I like to flex the muscle before the real drafts happen.
Right.
For sure.
And the drafts are they're right around the corner.
They're coming. Don't think they're not coming.
Did you see over the weekend, as I'm waiting for these callers, I guess we're pretty much locked and loaded, but that I was reading over the weekend or just a couple days ago that apparently the offense, thank God, is going to be so much different this year without Bieniemy, one of the worst offensive coordinators in league history, that they're expecting McLaurin to have a bounce back year because they're not going to, A, rotate him out as much. He's going to have a better OC and presumably, more dynamic quarterback.
Yeah, and the ball should be delivered much more accurately.
They said something like Bieniemy liked to rotate his receivers, and then he liked to spread the ball around.
Right.
They're getting rid of all that. They're going to get it to the best players.
You know what fantasy players like? Concentrated targets on offense.
Correct.
Right.
That's what we like. That's what we're into.
Right.
We're not into spreading the ball around to six different receivers.
All right. Ready to play? How many do we need at a time? Just one at a time?
One at a time.
All right. Let's go. Let's do ladies first. How about that? Let's go to Valerie in Reston. Hey, Valerie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great.
Good luck to you, Val.
Hey, Valerie, where are they now? NFL edition. Sam Howell.
Now, remember, you can either answer on your own or you can use a lifeline.
Valerie?
She bailed.
She bailed. Okay. I'm going to change the rule again.
I didn't do anything.
One lifeline per two questions.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Can't use a lifeline both times.
Well, I like how we're just moving the goalposts around.
Yeah. Let's go to Jacob in Reston. Hey, Jacob.
Hello, what's up?
Hello, Jacob. Hey, good luck to you, sir.
Start with the same one. Sam Howell, where is he now?
He's on the Seattle Seahawks.
He is.
One down, one to go to win a prize. Yeah. All right. Running back Aaron Jones.
So easy.
I'll ask Cakes on this one.
Prepare to eat a lot of Wendy's Nugs, my friend. If you decide to go with my answer, Aaron Jones stayed in the division. He moved from the Packers. He's now wearing purple for the Vikings.
I'll trust Cakes, then I'll go with the Vikings.
Of course, you have a winner. Of course, you should trust me.
Nice. You've won
a $50 gift card brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's hours. They vary by location.
All right. We still have tickets to go see Nicki Minaj at Capital One Arena. We have two pair. So let's punch up our next contestant.
Let's go to Derek in D.C. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Derek? Good luck to you, buddy, sir.
Where are they from, NFL edition?
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Sorry.
It's all good.
Sticking with former Commanders.
Yes.
We talked about him yesterday. Jason expects a big year from Curtis Samuel.
Hmm.
Where is he now?
I don't know if he's going to have a big year or bigger year. Bigger year.
Buffalo.
He's a Buffalo Bill.
Wow. He's a Buffalo.
He is. Who said that? J.D. McKissick.
Yeah.
I'm a Buffalo.
He's a Buffalo.
I was about to be a Buffalo, and then he had a change of heart, and he was a football teamer or a Commander, whatever the name was.
I think he was a football teamer. Maybe, okay. I think.
All right.
I don't even know.
For the win, Ezekiel Elliott. Where is he now?
He's back with the hated Cowboys.
That's right. Congratulations. Nice. You get two tickets to go see Nicki Minaj presents Pink Friday 2 World Tour, Monday, September 9th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. I'm at that point, by the way, where I'm maybe needing readers. I don't need them right now.
All right. Well, you're getting close.
You're
the only guy.
You guys have like the huge text going. Like, don't you have the huge font?
Yes.
I don't need that right now. But every once in a while, I'll get that blurry vision.
Like, those are my text
font.
I don't know what font that is. That's my text font.
It's big.
I don't know how. Literally, every person.
Is yours about that big?
Yeah, same exact.
Yeah.
Dude, when we go, we went to this big sushi thing when we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And
so you're telling me you can't read this? I'll show you mine.
We were all passing around a chick's reader.
I can read it. I mean, it takes a little bit longer.
All the parents.
It's a sad state of affairs.
All the parents. We're all in the same range.
I can read a
plus
menu.
Plus or minus 10 years.
I can read a menu without readers at this point. Now, maybe in 5 years, I won't be able to.
I mean, it depends. If the lighting's not great.
Yeah, if the lighting's not great.
Like, you know, nice ambiance. You know, put it this way. You're either using readers or you're taking your flashlight.
Yes.
And you're brightening it up.
I generally don't have to do
that
yet. I may have to at some point.
Yeah.
It's depressing, but I do it. I have to do it.
And what's shocking about it is, except for JP and Cakes, apparently, it hits everybody kind of like at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, you go from, it's not even an issue, till now everyone just needs to pass readers.
Yeah.
What's
each other? Your body's decaying. It's deteriorating.
It's the first sign of death.
Yeah.
When did you notice the vision readers going? Yeah.
About five, 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably when I was about 50.
Now, I haven't been to an eye doctor because I said this to my wife, and she looked at me like I was cray-cray.
Oh, I have, yeah.
But I told her, I said, you know, some days I wake up, and it's a little hard for my eyes to focus. I don't know if this happens to you. Like,
you need automatic focus, EB.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
And like, I wake up, and it takes me, like, takes my eyes a little while to lock in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I actually agree. Think part of that is from, like, maybe you wake up, and you're on your phone, and then you get up.
It's also right. Your brain and everything's just hazy the first 5 or 10 minutes when you wake
she
up.
She just looks at me like, you sure you don't have glaucoma? Or, you know, like,
got a cataract?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Whatever that is.
I have no idea what a cataract is.
Right, have more? Have more
one more pair of tickets to give away.
All right, let's go to Bernard in D.C. Hey, Bernard.
Good morning, good morning.
Good
Bernard,
morning.
I'm
good
feeling
morning.
Confident that you're going to win. You're going to walk out of here with a dub.
I mean, I start off with a softball. I mean, these are almost too easy.
Come on.
Kirk Cousins.
Bernard?
Where is he now?
Yeah, what team is he
playing? Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta.
Yes. Right. He is in Atlanta. He's
the
in
other
the
two, like I was debating, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. Right. I have those down as easy ones.
All right,
for the win.
I was going to give it
a dub.
And you have a lifeline. Remember, don't just blurt it out if you don't know it.
Yeah.
Where is Valdez's favorite quarterback, Joe Flacco?
Ooh.
Chase, help me out.
Bernard, do you like Nicki Minaj? You like her hits? You like to go to concerts at Capital One Arena?
Yeah, I'm doing this with my wife, Amy.
You're going to take your wife and enjoy Nicki Minaj. You're going to hear Starship. That's the only hit that I know of hers.
That's pretty good. That's one more than me.
Because Joe Flacco now is the backup to Anthony Richardson in the Midwest. He plays for the Indianapolis Colts, JP's favorite team of all time.
You're going
to
go with that, Bernard?
Yeah, that's right. Now I remember. Yep, it's the coach. Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah. You're a winner. Congratulations. You get those two tickets to go see Nicki Minaj. It is the Pink Friday 2 World Tour, Monday, September 9th. Capital One Arena tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live Nation. That'll be a good weekend for you because, right, the Commanders will kick off that weekend.
Oh, we're going to be breaking out all the Commanders-Bucks game.
And then on Monday, he goes to see Nicki Minaj.
Great weekend for Bernard. I think it was Bernard. That was his name, right?
Yes.
It was Bernard. Bernie.
The short-term memory I have. One of my lobes is really, it retains the old memories, but the new memory, the short-term, it's not so great. It's just
and you
not.
Still have the ringing ear at all times?
Oh, yeah. I still need to make an appointment with the audiologist. I haven't done that
yet. Dude, I've seen some of these viral videos on the Reels or whatever. That's where I learn everything now with Reels.
Right.
Where people go into like these chiropractors and they have ringing in their ears.
Okay.
They do something. I know some people are very anti-chiropractor. I'm actually okay with chiropractors. Mm-hmm. I've had good experiences with them. They do something. Some tool goes in there and pop, and then the ringing goes away.
I mean, I would welcome that. Now, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go to an audiologist first, and then if that doesn't issue, then, you know, I can explore another avenue.
You know what's funny? Your son is a doctor now.
He is, yes.
Full-blown doctor.
Correct.
Never asked
in his residency.
Correct.
You're kind of anti-doctor, I think, because you've got major.
Like guys,
no, no,
a lot of guys don't like to go to
I am too. But he's got major allergy issues, and he never goes to see an allergist.
No.
Never.
No. Nope.
Right. He had the apnea test like 20 years ago. Never had the follow up.
Yeah.
And then he's been talking about his ringing ears for a decade.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Must not be bothering him that bad.
Tinnitus. It's the not so silent killer.
Does it? Do you feel or hear it in the middle of the night?
What does it sound like?
No, while I'm sleeping, no.
No, you don't.
What do your ears sound like?
It's just a low hum. It's like.
So you hear that the whole
My
day.
Buddy's got that.
It's like.
He says it's awful.
I think some people drive
He
crazy.
Says it's awful.
And that's 24/7 in your head.
Right now. It's just like that.
Yeah, but you just get used to it. It's white noise. You don't
need background noise.
You don't
I like white noise.
You don't need a white noise machine when you go to sleep. You've got
I have plenty of white noise. I have at least three elements of white noise in my bedroom every night. In-room air conditioner, fan by the side of the bed, sleep apnea machine, tinnitus in my ears. That's four that I can count. I've got all the white noise
Pickle
I can
needed
handle.
That to fall asleep last night.
Yeah, you need some white noise in your life.
I tried everything.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were doing a shot of
Did you give your wife
red.
The tap?
What?
Did you give your wife the tap? help me out a little bit?
You didn't exhaust all of your
I'd like avenues. To see what would the reaction be to the 2:30 a.m. tap.
She would have told me to F off. Because I've been Kembe. Sick. She'd say, get away from me, Typhoid Mary. I'm not interested.
Yeah, she would have been, yeah. I know. That's the first time I've ever done that.
A shot of wine. That's unbelievable.
Because I had wine on the counter that I still hadn't finished.
Red or white?
Red.
It was red, and he did a shot of it.
I just
a Merlot.
I literally just took it, drank it out of the bottle,
just slugged it.
I said, I need something to help me go to sleep.
I would say document your day to day, but I pretty much know what you're gonna be doing at one. You're gonna be snoozing.
I'm gonna try to fight it off. See, you know what? Mike Moore, where is he? Is he over there doing? He's on the other chair. He said he's had the same problem since he's come back from Vegas. It could just be like
jet lag.
I don't know if jet lag's the right term for it, but it's like I was in that Vegas time zone for 5 days.
Yeah, you were standing up till 11 at night there, which is 2 a.m.
Were you
here.
Drinking any Red Bulls in Vegas to kind of just stay up?
No.
Oh. You don't drink Red Bulls, do you?
I've had a million Red Bull and vodkas in my life.
Well, that's what I mean. Were you drinking vodka Red Bulls?
Or no.
No.
I didn't even drink that much on the trip. I had like one drink a day.
That's no fun.
Slamming on the brakes.
Did you sit down at any tables?
I didn't gamble
you,
one.
You didn't place one wager.
I had no desire. Wow. I like to hold on to my money, believe it or not, or spend it. I don't like to gamble.
You and I are different.
But I don't like to gamble.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. We're the Junkies. Be right back. So none of us are gamers right now. I will play occasionally with Dylan, but not so much anymore. We would play Madden, and then occasionally play other sports games, and we would play the college football game. We have the last edition before the new one.
My God, everybody was going crazy over this.
That's what I wanted to bring up.
It's overtaken my Twitter timeline. I need to switch to the – I'm on the wrong – whatever
algorithm
four you are following, I'm on the wrong one.
I want to hear from people who've played it. Yes, it came out yesterday, College Football 25.
Mm-hmm.
It's they say the most highly anticipated sports video game of all time. And I saw an estimate.
Why?
Because it hasn't been out for years and people enjoyed it.
Okay. Does it have all the teams, all 134 teams?
Yeah, and didn't yes.
Wow.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I saw people talking about getting a new system too. Is there a new system out coinciding with it or no?
You're asking the wrong person.
Let me just give you some of the numbers. And this is an estimate, but there were over 700,000 people online playing it. If you just use that estimate. So to get an early package, it was either going to cost you $100 or $150. Mm. So I'm on an article here which just split the difference and did an estimate. But it said in just a day, EA Sports, if you use that estimate of the price point in the middle at $125, and 714,000 players playing it, it means EA brought in $89 million in a day.
Well, that's just the beginning in one day. It's going to be a billion-dollar title for them, if not more.
Is the gameplay 800-636-1067 that different than Madden? Obviously, get different players. I've always enjoyed Dylan and I would play because, you know, you could play with like read option teams. You could play in Nebraska, but I'm playing like 2014. We would joke around like we'd play and try and like remember who the players were playing with.
I don't know. Driving? They have the same engine, but it's kind of was rebuilt. They use the Frostbite engine. It was rebuilt specifically for this game for college football.
You're way old.
What's Frostbite engine?
I mean, every game has an engine, has like a computer basically that drives it.
Right.
And so
the stadiums look the same. They all look like the legit stadiums.
Yeah, yeah. I spent $100 on it the other day. I came out on Monday at 4 p.m.
Oh my
highly
gosh.
Anticipated.
you got caught up in the mania.
Well, I've just always a fan.
Had you been anticipating
my buddy came
it?
Over last night. We played it till 11:30.
Oh my God.
Playing it and watching the Wizards at the same time.
If I was in college, I'd be all over this, but I don't know if I could get into it.
20 years.
I know.
It's an 11-year hiatus.
It's been 11 years, yeah.
I saw this also that EA Sports got as close to legally possible to stealing Enter Sandman from Metallica.
Oh, really?
I don't know if Valdez, if you can find the song, they have like a knockoff version.
A generic like hard rock slash metal song that sounds a lot like Enter Sandman, but it's not.
That's what I'm reading. I haven't heard it.
That's hilarious. So hold on. Is this a way now where all the guys are getting paid? Because so they have all the college players and their names?
Yeah, because didn't Arch Manning finally release his name to it?
Yeah, we played with Arch last night.
Oh, you played with Arch? How'd he look? Was he better than yours?
I mean, he's a stud, yeah.
So
I mean,
can you explain to me? I'm sorry. Yeah. They
licensed all the players. Every player got about $600.
Okay, so every player. And that's then it's great. Past players, too?
No.
No, it's the current rosters.
Current players.
Oh, you're talking
for
about
134 Arch? Teams.
Okay, so it's all current players.
Yeah.
All right. So you can play with Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can play with all of them.
So hold on. So
that's what
no
I play with.
Players,
I always go with running
walk-ons. If they're on the roster, they got $600.
Pretty sure. I'm not exactly positive, but
they probably can afford it if they made an estimated $90 million
in
the first day.
Imagine you're a kid on it. You're on the roster. Many, you're a legit part of the team, but you never really play, and you're getting $600.
Oh, you love it. That's a great. Huge win.
So every
for
kid
you.
Got $600. Didn't
that's
matter
what
if
I'm
there
asking.
Were yeah. For 134 teams?
If your name is in the game, then you got paid.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Which is right. That's what
and should they
I'm
have,
guessing they probably just have
the starters. First,
well,
that's
they might
nothing
have backups.
That's $8 million.
Right.
They probably have backups.
If they, if you, I just took 100, if, let's say there's 100 people on a college football team, really? And you say 134 teams, and you're giving them each $600, yeah, mm-hmm. $8 million.
Right. That's a pittance.
EA Sports
they
can cover
at that.
That.
They laugh
they
at
could,
that amount.
They got that in like a half hour.
I mean, Drab played it, so he would know. I'm guessing they just have starters and backups.
Let's go to the phones.
I mean, I haven't gone all the way. It looked like every player, they have freshmen on there, all
right.
kinds of stuff.
And is it almost, at this point for me, I'm old and I don't play those games anymore. It looks complicated. Is it complicated?
Not if you can play Madden. It's all kind of the same.
I haven't played Madden in years.
I haven't played Madden in 20 years.
See, I play with my son. Yeah. But it's almost a guarantee. He's going, Dad, can we buy this?
I mean, I guarantee if I played
it
once,
bought it at his mom's
house. I'd be addicted. If I would probably get addicted
right.
to it.
You'd probably stay away.
All right, let's go to...
You have enough vices already.
Let's go to Dallas.
Because in college, I was addicted to it.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Long time no hear.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. So I have the game. The graphics are really good. I don't really know too much about Madden because the new Madden hasn't come out. But there's like, I'm not trying to get extremely nerdy, but there's certain things that they have in a game where you can like quickly hit a button and it keeps like, when you find like certain routes that are run, the player keeps running the same route over and over like your opponent. It allows you to hit this button and it will adjust the defense for you without having to fight the controller. They have all the backups on there, and it's just a really good game. It's even detailed down to the mascots dancing. You got the commentators talking about other games that are being played as you're playing. It's just a really good game.
Yeah, I saw like, Testudo dancing on the Maryland Stadium field.
So let me ask you this, Dallas: when you play a season schedule, do they have at the end of the year? Do they have the college football playoff?
I haven't gotten that far yet. But I'm pretty sure that they probably do.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Valdez, you would know best amongst us.
Yes, Jason.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah, very
so,
cool.
You know how golf sim, we've been talking about at Tigers League, golf sims are hot, right? It's something hotter. Is there a way they can sim these games? Like, so imagine you're a golf simulator, but so it's the same space. But it's a football field, and you're dropping back, and you're firing balls at the screen.
My guess is that's the thing they bought for Jaden Daniels, right?
Yep.
Well, I thought that was just a headset thing.
That's virtual reality.
Yeah.
My guess is it's kind of like the same thing.
Got to make it happen, EB. That's your next brainstorm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Got to get out of here for Bish Bucks.
Amazing.
Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley are up next here on The Fan. So none of us are gamers right now. I will play occasionally with Dylan, but not so much anymore. We would play Madden and then occasionally play other sports games. And we would play the college football game. We have the last edition
my God,
before the new
was
one.
Going crazy over this.
That's what I wanted to bring
it's
up.
It's overtaken my Twitter timeline. I need to switch to the – I'm on the wrong – whatever –
algorithm.
For you are following, yeah. I'm on the wrong one.
I want to hear from people who've played it. Yes,
yeah.
It came out yesterday. College Football 25.
Mm-hmm.
It's the they say the most highly anticipated sports video game of all time. And I saw an estimate.
Why?
Because it hasn't been out for years and people enjoyed it.
Okay. Does it have all the teams, all 134 teams?
Yeah, and didn't, yes.
Wow.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I saw people talking about getting a new system, too. Is there a new system out coinciding with it or no?
You're asking the wrong person.
Let me just give you some of the numbers. And this is an estimate, but there were over 700,000 people online playing it. If you just use that estimate, so to get an early package, it was either going to cost you $100 or $150. Mm. So I'm on an article here which just split the difference and did an estimate. But it said in just a day, EA Sports, if you use that estimate of the price point in the middle at 125 and 714,000 players playing it, it means EA brought in $89 million in a day.
Well, that's just the beginning. In one day, it's going to be a $1 billion title for them, if not more.
Is the gameplay 800-636-1067 that different than Madden? Obviously, get different players. I've always enjoyed Dylan. And I would play because you could play with like read option teams. You could play in Nebraska, but I'm playing like 2014. We would joke around like we'd play and try and like remember who the players were playing with.
I don't know. Driving?
They have the same engine. But it's kind of was rebuilt. They used the Frostbite engine. It was rebuilt specifically for this game for college football.
Frostbite engine?
I mean, every game has an engine, has like a computer basically that drives it.
Right.
And so
all the stadiums look the same. They all look like the legit stadiums.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, I spent $100 on it the other day. It came out on Monday at 4 p.m.
Oh my
highly
gosh.
Anticipated.
you got caught up in the mania.
Well, I've just always a fan.
My buddy
came over last night. We played it till 11:30.
Oh my god!
Playing it and watching the Wizards at the same time.
If I was in college, I'd be all over this. But I don't know if I could get into it. I know
it's an 11-year hiatus.
It's been 11 years. Yeah.
I saw this also that EA Sports got as close to legally possible to stealing Enter Sandman from Metallica.
Oh, really?
I don't know if Valdez, if you can find the song, they have like a knockoff version.
Generic, like hard rock / metal song that sounds a lot like Enter Sandman, but it's not.
That's what I'm reading. I haven't heard it.
That's hilarious. So hold on. Is this a way now where all the guys are getting paid? So they have all the college players and their names?
Yeah, because didn't Arch Manning finally release his name to it?
Yeah, we played with Arch last night.
You played with Arch? How'd he look? Was he better than yours?
I mean, he's a stud, yeah.
So
can
you explain to me? I'm sorry. Yeah.
They licensed all the players. Every player got about $600.
Okay, so every player. And
that's
then
great.
It's past players, too?
No.
No, it's the current rosters.
Current players.
Oh, you're talking
about
Arch?
For 134 teams.
Okay, so it's all current players.
Yeah.
All right. So you can play with Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can play with all of them.
So hold on. So
that's what
no
I play with. I always go with running
walk-ons. If they're on the roster, they got $600.
Pretty sure. I'm not exactly positive, but
they probably can afford it if they made an estimated $90 million in the first day.
Imagine you're a kid on it. You're on the roster. You're a legit part of the team, but you never really play, and you're getting $600.
Oh, you love it. That's a
great
huge win.
So every kid got $600. Didn't matter if they were For 134 teams?
If your name is in the game, then you got paid.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Which is right. That's what
and
should happen.
I'm guessing they probably just have
it's the starters.
First,
that's nothing. That's $8 million.
Right.
They probably have backups.
If I just took 100, let's say there's 100 people on a college football team, and you say 134 teams, and you're giving them each $600, $8 million.
Right. That's a pit.
EA Sports can cover that.
They laugh at that amount.
They got that in like a half hour.
I mean, Drab played it, so he would know. I'm guessing they'd just have starters and backups.
Let's go to the phones.
I mean, I haven't got all the way. It looked like every player, they have freshmen on there, all kinds of stuff.
It almost, at this point for me, I'm old and I don't play those games anymore. It looks complicated. Is it complicated?
Not if you can play Madden. It's all kind of the same.
I haven't played Madden in years.
I haven't played Madden in 20 years.
See, I play with my son. Yeah. But it's almost a guarantee. He's going, Dad, can we buy this?
I mean, I guarantee if I played it once,
bought it at his mom's house.
I'd be addicted. I would probably get addicted to it.
You'd probably stay away.
All right, let's go to...
You have enough vices already.
Let's go to Dallas.
Because in college, I was addicted to it.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Long time no hear.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. So I have the game. The graphics are really good. I don't really know too much about Madden because the new Madden hasn't come out. But there's, like, I'm not trying to get extremely nerdy, but there's certain things that they have in a game where you can, like, quickly hit a button, and it keeps, like, when you find, like, certain routes that are run, the player keeps running the same route over and over, like your opponent, it allows you to hit this button, and it will adjust the defense for you without having to fight the controller. They have all the backups on there. And it's just a really good game. Even it's even detailed down to the mascots dancing. You got the commentators talking about other games that are being played as you're playing. It's just a really good game.
Yeah, I saw like, Testudo so, dancing on the Maryland Stadium field.
So let me ask you this, Dallas: when you play a season schedule, do they have at the end of the year? Do they have the college football playoff?
I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm pretty sure that they probably do.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Valdez, you would know best amongst us.
Yes, Jason.
They do?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
You know how Golf Sim, we've been talking about it, Tigers League, Golf Sims are hot, right? It's on the hotter. Is there a way they can sim these games? Like, so imagine you're a golf simulator, but so it's the same space, but it's a football field, and you're dropping back and you're firing balls at the screen.
My guess is that's the thing they bought for Jaden Daniels, right?
Yep.
Well, I thought that was just a headset thing.
That's virtual reality.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's kind of like the same thing.
Got to make it happen, EB. That's your next brainstorm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Got to get out of here for Bish Bucks. Amazing. Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley are up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.